me ask you something, Dan, and then Peggy, I'm going to come to you with the same question. We hear a lot of, I guess, criticism. We hear a lot of maybe even condemnation of the younger generation of young people. Both of you work directly with the next generation of young people. Dan, are you encouraged or are you discouraged by what you see in the emerging generation of youth that you have the opportunity to interact with?
Well, Dave, if I can answer the question this way, a little bit of both, and let me explain what I mean by that. It's getting harder and harder to get young people to look outside themselves because we have the millennials and this generation are so self-centered. All they think about in many cases are themselves. So sometimes it's easy to get discouraged looking at that because the focus is totally on them, and we think of the selfie world and all that stuff. But on the other hand, Dave, there's a positive thing that I've been seeing. Young people that are so self-centered that they still aren't happy, and they see that life being wrapped up in themselves is not satisfying them, so they're looking for something that truly will satisfy them. And what will satisfy them, it's not just finding the Lord and knowing the Lord, but it's giving themselves to serve other people. So I see young people that I teach that are finding happiness, finding fulfillment, finding joy in assisting others. And many of those kids will get involved in the political arena and give their life to serve their country, give their life to serve other people. Dave, I've had numerous students serve in the military. I have one student right now who is in South Korea. Just his job is unbelievable what he does. Extremely intelligent kid, but he's devoted his life totally to serving his country. And when you talk to him, he is absolutely loving life because he's doing something to serve his country, to serve his Lord, and to help others. And Dave, you remember growing up, this phrase used to be really quite common, the phrase for God and country. And I don't hear that anymore. I hear people talking about doing things for God, but you don't hear much anymore about people doing things for country. We need to get back to that phrase for God and country and teach our young people. You are living not just for your God, but you're also living for your country, to serve your country, to advance the cause of your country. And I see young people who do that. Those are the ones that are the happiest. Those are the ones that are fulfilled. So I see a little bit of it from both sides, if I'm making any sense.
You are, Dan. And Peggy, one of the reasons I think that you and I connect so well together is we share so many common interests. We have a common love of God, the same Lord that we serve, but we also love our country, as my brother stated so eloquently there. What are you seeing, Peggy, as you have these young people come to you from all over the United States of America and they work under your leadership? Are you encouraged or are you discouraged by what you see?
I do agree with your brother. I think it's both, and I'll explain why. I'm actually encouraged by seeing the volume of young adults that are here participating in rallies and marches. They work in their members' offices. I see them protesting with signs. The social media communities get blown all to pieces because they voice their opinion. Now, that's our First Amendment right to do that, and I like seeing them exercise that. However, the discouraging part to me is I don't think, unfortunately, that they stop to get enough information to know what is true. So their information is not accurate. So we're out here marching for something, and this is our rights, and this is why we're doing this. And then they stop and go, "Oh, wait a minute, I don't even know what the cause is really about or what the legislation is really about." The media is sometimes, while the media is great to follow, it's not sometimes our friend, and there's not necessarily the actual truth in media. But with our interns working here on Capitol Hill, we have these younger adults come back and say, "Well, we didn't know that's what that meant. We didn't know that that's what that direction, the Women's March was marching for this, but it really meant this. And oh, there is people out here doing health cares or breast exams." So I think seeing them stand at a podium, it's great, but I think it's both ways. I think it's good and it's bad.
Somebody told me years ago, there's nothing more frustrating than to have climbed the ladder of success only to realize you'd leaned the ladder against the wrong wall. And I think probably that's what's happening with a lot of young people. They've leaned their ladder against the wrong wall.